A victory for Donald Trump in Ohio. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Senate candidate, the former president backed in Ohio, won.
This campaign, I really think, was a referendum on what kind of a Republican Party we want.
J.D. Vance got about 32% of the vote, beating out several other Republicans in the race to keep his Senate seat Republican red to replace retiring GOP Senator Rob Portman. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Vance now goes head-to-head with longtime Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who won the Democratic nomination.
The work is just beginning. The fight is just beginning.
Abortion is suddenly a huge issue again after the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion showing a majority of justices are poised to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it. Vice President Harris says a woman has a right
to make decisions about what she does with her own body.
Now, there have been protests around the country on both sides of the issue. That was in Phoenix. A pro-choice demonstration in Los Angeles got ugly. Some protesters clashed with police, throwing rocks and bottles at cops. One officer was injured. And while Democrats are upset about the potential ruling, Republicans are angry about the leak from the court. A rare breach, Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox.
It is an attack on Justice Alito, and this has never happened before.
Russia's bombarding that steel mill again, where Ukrainian troops and civilians are holed up in the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol after more than 100 civilians evacuated. A comedian got attacked last night. Someone rushed the stage at the Hollywood Bowl and attacked Dave Chappelle.
It happened during the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Several social media reports say the attacker was then attacked by several people, his hand broken and his elbow dislocated. He was escorted out by security and taken away in an ambulance.
Fox's Jill Nato, Dave Chappelle was not injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
What Russia is doing in Ukraine remains a big concern at the Pentagon.
Top military brass on Capitol Hill again Tuesday, testifying at a Department of Defense budget hearing before the Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee. Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley saying we are facing two global powers,
China and Russia, each with significant military capabilities, both who intend to fundamentally change the current rules-based order. We are entering a world that is becoming more unstable.
General Milley going on to add,
we are witnessing right now, as we sit here, the greatest threat to peace and security of Europe and perhaps the world in my 42 years in uniform.
Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A former official in the Nigerian government admits to defrauding hours.
45-year-old Abademi Rufai, a resident of Nigeria, has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and identity theft involving hundreds of thousands of dollars in pandemic-related unemployment benefits. Federal prosecutors say Rufai collected more than $600,000 in federal COVID relief benefits and was also accused of attempting to get disaster relief loans from COVID-19 and hurricane relief programs. As part of his plea deal, he's agreed to pay back all the funds. Prosecutors say they'll ask the courts to impose a prison sentence of just under 6 years. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve will assess the economy for a second day in a row, expected to raise a key interest rate this afternoon. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after 2 days of gains to start May following April's big losses. The Dow rose 67 points, the Nasdaq gained 27. In the NBA playoffs, the Grizzlies and Celtics get even.
Gives it right back. Tatum is open. Three-pointer.
Jason Tatum in Boston beat Milwaukee 109-86 on TNT to tie their second-round series. Memphis beat Golden State 106-101. In hockey's playoffs, Calgary, Colorado, Washington, Pittsburgh all won. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.